Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was the quintessential California horse, a true Calbred who never raced outside the Golden State, but set a record by winning 34 stakes races at California tracks. His name was Native Diver. Bred and owned by Mr. and Mrs. L.K. Shapiro, Native Diver was foaled at their Mardor Farm in Canoga Park, California, near Los Angeles on April 16, 1959. The 20-acre farm was populated with dairy cows, beef cattle, turkeys, and chickens, as well as tomato plants, artichoke plants, and orange, persimmon, plum, peach, nectarine, and nut trees. Native Diver was born into this environment, a son of the California-based stallion Imbros, former world record holder at a mile and a 16th. His mother was Fleet Diver, a mare whom the Shapiros had claimed for $3,500. The colt was dark bay or brown, almost black, and he was described as handsome in appearance, but nervous and high-strung in demeanor. The colt also had an unfortunate habit of falling when he left his stall for training. His handlers determined that his hind feet were striking his front legs behind the knee, and he was intentionally falling to the ground to get his front legs out of the way before his hind legs came forward. Trainer Buster Millerick suggested that gelding the colt might help his disposition, and it was hoped that the routine surgery would also be a step toward improving his stride. And the strategy worked. Native Diver, just a two-year-old at the time, returned to training in the summer of 1961 and began pointing for his debut. Observers noted that he was tall and ran with his head held high in the air. Making his career debut at Bay Meadows in the San Francisco Bay Area on September 27, 1961, Native Diver came home a winner by 7.5 lengths. On November 7th, he went to Tanforan Racetrack on the San Francisco Peninsula and romped by 10 lengths. And on November 25th, he won the El Camino Handicap by 6 lengths on a rain-soaked track as the odds-on favorite. At the end of the year, Native Diver developed a cough and began losing weight. Human beings seemed to make him nervous. It was said that he fretted and worried and was difficult to manage. He had talent, as evidenced by his victories, but he was still a high-strung horse who would not tolerate any effort by a jockey to rate his speed. He had won all three of his sprint races, but had been defeated in his only two attempts to stretch to a mile and a 16th. As a three-year-old, Native Diver ran primarily in sprint races, winning on 5 occasions and setting a track record late in the year at Bay Meadows, covering 6 furlongs in 1:08.25. But in his second-to-last start of the year, he showed another dimension to his ability when he won the San Jose Handicap, again at Bay Meadows, at a mile and a 16th. More milestones would come as a four-year-old in 1963. On August 3rd, Native Diver would win the San Diego Handicap at Del Mar, giving him a win at every major track in California. And 4 months later, a win in the San Francisco Mile at Golden Gate would make him only the second horse in history with a stakes win at all 6 California tracks. And still, he wasn't finished. In 1964, he recorded an unprecedented 16th career stakes win in California. In May of 1965 at Hollywood Park, he tied the world record at 7 furlongs by winning the Los Angeles Handicap in a time of 1:20 before a crowd of 55,000. In July of 1967, Native Diver won the Hollywood Gold Cup at a mile and a quarter for the third consecutive year, becoming the first California bred to reach $1 million in career earnings. And on Labor Day 1967, he won the Del Mar Handicap, equaling the track record at a mile and an eighth in 1:46.35. He carried 130 pounds that day, while the runner-up carried 109. But that was where the story would end. Regrettably, Native Diver developed an intestinal disorder and died just 8 days after his win in the Del Mar Handicap. The 8-year-old gelding was buried near the grandstand at Hollywood Park. His final record counted 37 wins in 81 career starts, including 34 California stakes wins. Racing historian Ed Bowen wrote, quote, "Native Diver had speed, valor, and perseverance. He had class. He was never voted a champion and won less than half his races, but his magic did not need invincibility. And he was owned by the largest syndicate ever formed. He belonged first to the California racing public and later to all of American racing," end quote. Later today, Del Mar will host the Native Diver Stakes, a grade 3 event for 3-year-olds and up at a mile and an eighth. And we remember Native Diver too, a California bred who helped raise the profile of West Coast racing over 50 years ago. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.